You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A new lecture series starting this week will dig into ideas like aging and happiness and how to be a better listener in a world that seems divided. The series honors a legacy of Joshua Morrill, a University of Wisconsin-Madison assistant dean who passed away unexpectedly in February. The first talk of the Morrill Lecture Series is this Thursday evening at the Octagon Barn in Spring Green. Steph Morrill is the founder of the Morrill Lecture Series in Spring Green. She's in the studio with me now. Steph, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much, Rob. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, can you tell us about the origins of this lecture series?
You bet. So Joshua and I grew up in Jamestown, New York, which is very close to Chautauqua Institution. And Chautauqua Institution is this beautiful place where every summer people get together and think about ideas in this gorgeous setting. And when we moved to Spring Green in 2013, we felt like it was the perfect place to do something similar. And when our friends right down the street from us refinished the Octagon Barn, we realized that was the location we wanted to do it. So we were working on the lecture series and starting to find funding for that. And that's when he passed away in February. So I decided to continue that on and made that one of the ways that people could donate was to begin this lecture series in our community.
I'm sorry for the loss of your husband earlier this year. As you and he were putting this together, what kind of set a scene for us? What would the experience be like as you envisioned it?
We really wanted it to be a place where everybody would be welcome to come in and to think about big ideas and to do that in a conversational and really comfortable way. And when I think about it from sort of thinking about Joshua's legacy, I think there's three things that I've been thinking about a lot. One is just trying to stay hopeful, right? That we want this to be a place where people can be inspired in this time when maybe there's not all that much inspiration around, that we can change things and we can learn from one another. So that's one thing. The second thing was this notion of action, right? That it's great to be thinking in an inspired way, but without trying to change things, nothing is going to change. And I guess the last thing was this notion of respect, right? These issues that we're facing in our world are complex, but we need to be able to get together and talk and think about these regardless of whether or not we completely agree. And so trying to set an environment where people with different viewpoints can hear and talk to one another, that was really important to him.
And you were, as you said, new to Spring Green 6 years ago,
yes.
It sounds like.
Yes.
Was part of this just, hey, we're in a new place and we want to be part of this.
Yes. And I think Spring Green is a beautiful community for it because we have so much arts and culture and people coming into the community for arts and culture. And so we thought it would be the perfect place to get people thinking and talking about these bigger issues.
Talking to Steph Morrill, founder of the Morrill Lecture Series in Spring Green. And Steph, the big debut.
Yes.
2 days from now, do I
yes.
have that right?
Thursday, July 25th.
Yeah, talk about the first lecture. You've got a few set up for this season.
We do. We have three set up for this season. All the lectures are at 7 o'clock, and there's a potluck, community potluck, to give people a chance to talk to one another before that. But John Leland, I'm so excited about this. John is a New York Times reporter, and he wrote a book called Happiness is a Choice You Make. It's a best-selling book. He did a series where he actually spent time over a course of a year with six people who were in the category, I've never had heard of this category before, but demographic category of oldest of the old, right? Mm-hmm. These people were 85 years or older, and he sort of expected to hear about the pain and misery of being 85 and older and found that that was not the case at all. And so he wrote a book about the lessons that he learned from them about happiness and about living a really good life. And so he'll be kicking off the series on Thursday.
Well, I can't really plug things, but I will say he has been on the show with us before to talk about the book. Definitely a great talker. He'll have a lot to say. So that sounds really exciting. And did a theme kind of emerge in this first series of three lectures?
You know, it's so interesting. I hadn't intended it to, but it definitely did. And I think it's a great reflection of Joshua. And Joshua, it was really important to him that people were heard, regardless of where they were coming from. And he spent a lot of time listening and encouraging that. And so this theme of like listening to others and what we can learn from that has really emerged through the course of this series for the season. So can I talk about the other two?
Please do, yeah.
Okay. So August 29th, we're going to have Pardeep Kalika. And he was, his father was one of the people murdered at the Sikh temple in Oak Creek in 2012. And he has had an amazing experience where he has partnered with a former skinhead and a founder of a large racist organization who has had felt some guilt about that incident, and they've worked together now to create both an organization and write a book called The Gift of Our Wounds, and he's going to be talking about that.
And he's got an amazing story. I was lucky enough to see him speak in Milwaukee a few months ago, and that, again, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, just a powerful
story. Super excited, yeah. I think he's going to be an amazing speaker and a great thing to bring to our community. And then the last one is Dr. Kathy Kramer, who wrote The Politics of Resentment, and she's going to be talking about some of her work she's been doing with MIT around trying to create ways for people to hear other people's opinions and be more responsive to that. So her talk is called Listening Well in a World That Turns Away. And I'm really excited to have her talk about that too. Yeah.
And I should vouch for her too.
Yeah.
Not that you need me to vouch for all your speakers.
No, this is wonderful.
The show. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So they're going to be speaking, but part of it sounds like you want people to participate too.
Yes. I'm hoping that we'll be able to have conversations both during that time, but also within our community. So I'm hoping people will come and be inspired and continue the conversations in whatever groups or in their family or however they can. So I'm really looking forward to the opportunity for people to interact with these speakers, but then also continue that conversation.
Talk about the setting now. You mentioned
yes.
the Octagon Barn.
Yes. The Octagon Barn is an 1890s barn that was recently refinished in a very historically, I would say, historically respectful way, right? It's not super polished. It has its age. It's a beautiful, beautiful location. And they use it for weddings and for other events. And they're friends and neighbors of ours. So we're really, really excited to be hosting the series for us.
And there's something about that. It's not a stuffy lecture hall
no.
or a fancy, thing across the street at the business school here. It's like rustic, rough hewn, it sounds like.
Yes. And it's a beautiful location in the middle of Prairie. So it's one of those things where I'm hoping people will be inspired both by the speakers, but the location and just that feeling of community we're trying to build.
Yeah, talk about what you're hoping to inspire after the lectures are done.
Yeah, I'm hoping this will be an ongoing series we'll do every year. I hope that what this will inspire is sort of continuing these conversations throughout the year. I'm hoping it will inspire people to, frankly, recognize Spring Green as an awesome place to visit and come spend some time, because Joshua was a huge Spring Green advocate. You didn't get out of a conversation with him without talking about how awesome Spring Green was. So I'm hoping it'll open some minds and doors for that. And just again, like trying to continue that spirit of hope and community that I'm trying to build this year throughout the coming years.
It seems like part of an amazing American tradition, going back to Native American
yeah.
gatherings and early days. You think of a town hall meeting,
yes.
and it seems like we've lost that in a lot of ways.
We have, and I my other hat, I work with libraries, so that notion of community building and bringing people together to have conversations is sort of in my DNA. So I'm really excited to reflect that back out with this series.
If there's somebody out there listening in another maybe smaller town around the state and they'd like to steal your idea
yeah.
in a good way, what would you recommend? How would they get started doing that?
I think one of the things that I'm going to add next year is sort of a committee of people. I did this one all on my own because of time and just like I need to get it done. But I would encourage people to bring together a few people who are interested in doing this in community, bounce ideas around, and then just go ask. Like John Leland, I didn't know him. I just wrote him an email and he got right back to me in a day and was like, yes, I'm thrilled to come and do this. So I think that you just have to think big and do it. Yeah.
What kind of community response have you gotten leading up to the big debut on Thursday?
People are excited. And I think Joshua and I have the great fortune of having multiple communities. There's the UW community that he worked with as an associate dean in the graduate school. I'm sorry, an assistant dean in the graduate school. And I have my library community, and then we have the Spring Green community. And I think all of them are really excited to be part of this and see sort of his spirit reflected back into something bigger.
And does that give you, a sense of optimism?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's... grief is a hard thing and how you react to grief is a hard thing. But I think knowing who he was and what he was trying to do and trying to always make things better made me want to do as much as I can to carry on that spirit.
I want to talk about the logistics a little bit here. If people are interested in going,
yes.
How can they find out more? Do you need RSVP? What do people need to know if they want to go?
It's an absolutely free opportunity. Donations will be gratefully accepted, but please just come. You can learn more by going to morallectures.org. That's 3 L's. So MORRILL lectures.org.
Okay. And do you have RSVP so far? Do you know if you're going to have a packed house?
I have no idea. We'll see what happens on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. And are you, I don't want to put you on the spot already, but do you have names in mind, potential speakers in mind for next year?
I have a couple, but I am accepting any ideas people have. So if they come and want to offer suggestions or just want to offer suggestions, I would be grateful to hear them.
All right. Well, good luck with the big opening stuff. Thanks a lot
for coming
into the studio.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
Been talking to Steph Morrell, founder of the Morrell Lecture Series in Spring Green. She joined us today to talk about the lecture series and the legacy of her husband, Josh Morrell. The first talk of the Morrell Lecture Series is this Thursday evening at the Octagon Barn in Spring Green.